Okay, so last week we were discussing the shaila of using secular dates on letters and legal documents, and we started to discuss the controversy behind it. We mentioned that in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam and the Torah, it doesn't seem that anyone says you can't do it. We mentioned that it's based on a Ramban in the beginning of Parashas Bo, where the Ramban says that every single time when you reflect on the months, it helps remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So obviously, when you're going to use the January, February, that's not going to reflect on Yetzias Mitzrayim, nor if you'll use the number system that we have, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's also not going to reflect on Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the major Maram Makam on this sugya is the Maram Shek. Maram Shek was one of the great Hungarian Rabbanim, Talmud of the Chassam Sefer. So he came down with a very strong blow, and he said it's a violation of Nisa Daraisa, Lasisa Shema Shav. Right? Not Lasisa Shema Shav, it's Lasaskir. It's mentioning Avodah Zarah, because when every single time you use the secular date, it brings you back to Yashka's birth, and Yashka's birth is Avodah Zarah, and that's why it's thrown out. And we quoted from his Rebbe Dachsam Sefer, who also had some very choice words for anyone who uses the secular dates. We did see a pshat from earlier that it's Tako v'chukaseim loy seilech, it's following the ways of the Goyim, to which Rebbe Vad Yosef answered up very quickly that it's not an issue, and it's not really such a problem. So we're holding over here that we're going to continue on in the machloikis between the two camps. We'll call it the Hungarian camp of the Maram Shik, the Chassam Sofer, and we'll see later the Debrit Sina Rav, as well as the Satmar Rebbe. First is the more Eretz Yisrael, the Kapoiskim, including the Bavad Yosef, as well as the Tzitz Eliezer. So Bavad Yosef, we left off last week, we're on page 2, source number 11. We left off last week where we saw very strong words from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer said that anyone who uses secular dates, he's testifying on himself. He writes that it's koyse v'choysem atzma. He's writing and testifying about himself. She'ein lo chelik be'elokei Yisrael. That he has no part in the God of the Jewish people. We're still on booklet number 1. There's 2 booklets. The first booklet says secular dates ta'arich l'minyan noitzrim. And that on that booklet, we're on page 2. And then we have another booklet to still get to. No, we don't have it? It should be there. No, not there? Can I take it with me? Yeah, secular dates. That's the book you want. Secular dates, page 2. We're up to source number 11. So we mentioned that Rabbi Avad Yosef was one of the big mekilim on using the secular dates. And here's where it gets interesting. Says Rabbi Avad Yosef, I am going to show you letters of Gedolim of the last 200, 300 years. And they actually date their tshuvas. They write 1600, 1700, whatever the year was. So how can it be? Asa deraisa. Meaning his argument is against the Maram Shek. The Maram Shek told us that using a secular date, you're not even Asa deraisa. Says Rabbi Avadya, it can't be. And he proves it. It's a very interesting truth. He writes, it's number 11. He says, let's start off with the Shach. Shach was the 17th century, 1600s. The Ovid Uvda ben Avshay be Igra Shekos of the philosopher Echad, February 1660. The great Shach. The Shach lived before the Chassam Sofer. The Shach lived before the Maram Shek. The Shach was the great commentator of the 17th century. And he wrote a letter to a philosopher. And he signed it off with the secular date. Gam Shal Shuvas Maram Padua. The great Maram Padua. We spoke about him a few weeks ago with the whole Shaila about when he printed that Rambam. Kasafti hayoim yom gimel junior shinvav. V'chein tzayin hayoim beit dezembrish. So he also used the secular dates. So he writes, v'chein re'is la'agoyim rash eger, b'iger sh'sholach agav bezin de breslo, b'loshen ashkenaz, v'sayim pozno yud juni, 5602. Now, 5602 is a Jewish calendar. But he wrote, 1 juni, June 1. Says the Abi Omer, I have a letter that the Chassam Sofer himself wrote. And what does he write? Sheshalach el hamamshalah. He sent a letter to the government. Shenitvasa biger seifrim. It's printed in the Sefer Ger Seifrim. Shesayim b'tarach aloazin. He ends off 8 November 1821. So Sefrek Rebbe Vajja, I don't get it. If this would really be an Isser Deraisa, I just quote you a bunch of Gedolim. And the Chassam Sofer himself. They all dated tshuvas, secular dates. How can they be an Isser Deraisa? They wouldn't do an Isser Deraisa. This is the argument that Rebbe Vajja makes. And then he says, and he points out what we pointed out. That the Chassam Sofer himself in one of the drushas that we quoted above does say very strong wording about someone who uses secular dates. So says the Rebbe Vajja, well, how do I make this work? On one hand, the Chassam Sofer wrote that using secular dates is a testimony on yourself that you don't have a chelik with Hashem. And on top of it, the Chassam Sofer dated a tshuva. So he says like this. He says, Ulay nirish kavanas hagoyin hoyse klape hamashchisim hamaskile maskile mashashinu shmoisom lushinom umabushihem lahad mislakum. Says Rebbe Vajja what we mentioned last time. That maybe what they were talking about was the maskilim. Again, where did Haskalah begin? In Hungary. Maram Sheik lived in Hungary. Chassam Sofer lived in Hungary. They were fighting those people that were trying to change Jewish tradition. And one of the first things they did was they changed the dates. So that's where this strong background is coming from. The Gambik Sivasim Tarach Alwazi Tino Isabalibom Bemachzod. You know why they wrote the English dates? Because they wanted to become secularized. So they started using the secular date. However, says Rebbe Vajda, if you're writing the secular date because you need it for business, because your business partner or the man you're doing business with doesn't speak, is not familiar with the Hebrew dates, if you're just writing the date because you need someone who's not Jewish to recognize it, shaper dami. That is not a problem. Therefore, says Rebbe Vajda, that's why the Chassam Sofer wrote that to the government. He doesn't expect the government to know Hebrew dates. So then he sent a letter to the government, Dr. Rebbe Vajda, that's why the Chassam Sofer wrote it in English. So what the Rebbe Vajda is basically saying is it can't really be Asur Deraisa. So if it would be Asur Deraisa, how could these Rabbanim all do it? The answer was, like very often the answer is what Chassam Sofers are, he was fighting a very, very difficult battle, and he went to the opposite extreme to fight Haskalah, and therefore he came very strongly about dates. But Avada, deep down, even he agreed that there's no real Isser when there's a Tzairich to use secular dates. Okay, that's Rebbe Vajda's argument. Now, the Be'er Moshe was Rebbe Moshe Stern. Rebbe Moshe Stern was the Debrecen Rav. He was the Rav in the town of Debrecen. Debrecen was a very large town prior to the Holocaust. If you remember a few weeks ago, he quoted a tshuva where he wrote the tshuva in 1944, right before the Jews of Hungary were really destroyed. So he got out a whole story that he was saved. He was saved with his wife and a couple of his children, maybe one or two children, he was saved. He made it, first he ended up, if I'm not mistaken, I think he first ended up in Brazil, then ultimately ended up in Bar Park, and he lived most of his life, he was a Rav in Bar Park. He had a brother whose name was Bezalel Stern. He also wrote a very famous sefer called the Bezalel Chachma. His brother ended up in Australia. He lived the bulk of his life in Australia until the end of his life. He moved to Eretz Yisrael. So he has a lot of tshuvas also. They both wrote very long tshuvas. Must have been a thing to write long tshuvas in the family. If I'm not mistaken, their father was a Rav, I think, already in Hungary also. So the Rebbe Moshe Stern was the Debrecen Rav. Now, Debrecen was in Hungary. Now, I've been telling you that this sugya is very much based on where you grew up. Because again, the big advocate, or actually the proponents against using secular dates are Hungarian Rabbanim, Mamshik Chassam Sofer. So the Be'er Moshe is continuing that legacy of Hungarian Psak, and he's here to defend his Rebbe, his Alter Rebbe, the Mamshik and the Chassam Sofer, and attack, in a nice way, or maybe not so nice as we'll see, the opinions of those that are against it. So first of all, he wrote many tshuvas on this topic, all of them anti-secular dates. And some of them are very long, but you got to read them because they're fascinating. So let's start off number 12, the Be'er Moshe. So first of all, he writes this. He says, "Umashit Sayin the Sefer Igeres Seferim." Right, the Rebbe Vajda quoted from the Sefer Igeres Seferim, that quoted from the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer wrote a letter to the government, and in that letter to the government, he wrote an English date. So says Rebbe Vajda, "Oh, you see, English dates, even according to Chassam Sofer, are okay." Says the Debrecen in a row of 1 second. He asks Akash. He says. Ahu pella, mamish eneni yodehu masoch. That's a nice way of saying I don't know what you're talking about. That's what we say in English, right? I don't know what you're talking about. Eni yodehu mahusach. I don't know what you're saying. This is the Debrecen Rav, not addressing, not just Rav Avadja, it's also really addressing the Tzitz Eliezer. He says, I don't know what these Acharonim are talking about. Because one of the major riyas that the Acharonim bring, that this is not really us, is from the fact that the Chassam Sofer wrote a letter to the government and he signed a secular date. Says the Debrecen Rav, Dalei mikhtav ze'erech Chassam Sofer l'am shalah. This letter was written to the government. It was written in their language. It wasn't even written in Hebrew. He wrote it in a language that the government will understand. Obviously, there was a reason why he was writing a letter to the government. He says, what do you expect him? You're going to write a letter to the government, you're going to date it, Tav Shem Pei Beis on the top of the letterhead. Let's say Tenei Agudo would send a letter to the White House. They're going to sign on the top of the letter, you know, Chav Beis Siva Tav Shem Pei Beis. The White House won't know which way to look at the letter. It would be foolish. So it says the Deborah Sina Rav, you're going to bring me a raya from the Chassam Sofer who wrote a letter to the government that he wrote a Hebrew, he wrote a secular date. You expect him to write an English date? So therefore, listen, it gets even better. What? Ah, so that's what we're going to see. One of the major attainments if you write both, which is what a lot of people do today. But listen to this lashon of the Deborah Sina Rav. He writes, he says, "V'dovaze ain't tzarich l'shum pirush l'chomish yesh mayach b'kat kadoi." Anyone who's got a brain in his head doesn't need to explain this. You don't need this. This is self-understood. Now, Mechilas Kvoy, the Deborah Sina Rav, Rebbe Vadya Bavorned this in the Tshuva. We just read it together. Rebbe Vadya's point was that if it's Taka and Isser Deraisa, there's no hetter because the government is going to be confused. Right? The government will be confused. They'll ask a Jew what the top of the paper means. That's mutter to be Oiv and Isser Deraisa. Rebbe Vadya Bavorned this in the Tshuva, and the Abi Yoimer, we just read it together. All right. Rebbe Vadya's, because according to Rebbe Vadya, his raya wasn't from the fact that, oh, I need to be maker for the government. But Hagufa, if it's Taka Nisa Deraisa, who said you could be maker for the government? Rebbe Vadya's whole raya was based on the premise that the Chassam Sofer was maker because he knew it wasn't a Nisa Deraisa. He knew deep down it wasn't really a Torah prohibition. That's why he was maker for the government. So like, to me, like, they're not talking the same conversation that Deborah Sina Rav and Rebbe Vadya. But it gets better. Then the Deborah Sina Rav tries to disprove another one of Rebbe Vadya's rayas. Number 13. He writes, "Umashe mevi raya ledvar mitshuvas chacham soifer." There happens to be another tshuvas chacham soifer. This one's an Evan Ezer. "Berayas umamish leitzonus uschoik osamimenu." He says, "On this one, your mamish playing games already. Like, it's a joke." I mean, he's referring in the tshuva. The Deborah Sina is really referring to the Tzitz Eliezer. He's not. I don't remember if he directly calls Rebbe Vadya, but he's definitely addressing the Tzitz Eliezer, who basically makes a similar argument as Rebbe Vadya does. And he says this raya is a joke. Why? Vachsam soifer. What was the case over there? That was talking about an aguna shaila. Chassam Sofer got a shaila about a aguna issue. Vachsam Sofer hitik michtav shekibla misara chayalim shebo modiyim misas ben chayal Yehudi. He was responding to a letter that he got from the army. The army sent the Chassam Sofer a letter that so and so Jew died in the battle, and the letter sent to the Chassam Sofer gave an English date. It said over there, Meis Chavtes October 29th, 1810. That was the letter that the Chassam Sofer received. The Shuv Kasav Shem Mechtav Acher Kasav Shem Meis Chavtes October 1809, and then they wrote, no, it was not 1810; it was 1809. It was a shaila when the guy died. Umar the Chassam Sofer Herich Beheter It's Aguna Zuneiras, and the Chassam Sofer spent a lot of time being mata this aguna. Again, this was a typical shaila throughout the years when Jews were drafted or forced or whatever ended up in the army throughout history, and you had a lot of aguna shailas. So the Gedolim worked on all these shailas to be mata them. He writes, he said, the Chassam Sofer had to write an English date, because we're referring to legal documents over here. He says, we're talking about the Tugudas Misa, the death certificate. He had to be clear. We're talking about legal documents that are going to have major ramification for getting this woman muttered to marry. So the Chassam Sofer felt he has to be consistent with the reports that he was getting from the government. Then, in the middle, Rebbe Vadya suggests that maybe the Chassam Sofer changed his mind at some point. Maybe at one point he was anti-secular dates, and then he did, you know what? I'm not. Says the Deborah Sina, it's impossible. Why? Because V'aloi tshuvazu b'Evan Ezer, this tshuva with the Chassam Sofer writes the secular date was 25 years before he gave the drasha where he assered using secular dates.
Also, that's the one we read.
Right, there was another tshuva. Right. We have another tshuva from the Chassam Sofer. So therefore, says the Deborah Sina Rav, don't try to play me games that the Chassam Sofer changed his mind. He didn't change his mind. He stuck to his guns that he was against it, except if he had a very, very pressing reason, like an aguna reason, then he would be matrit. Now it gets even better. Next, Deborah Sina Rav, 14. He says, "Uboishani lichtoy v'legalis." He says, "I'm embarrassed to address Rebbe Vadya's argument." He says, "I'm embarrassed to even talk about it because it means we have to have a discussion about Christianity." But he says, "I have to because what was one of Rebbe Vadya's arguments? If you remember, Rebbe Vadya said that the 2022 doesn't mean what? It's 4 years off. It doesn't mean it's 2022 years from when Yoshko was born. It was actually 4 years. He was born 4 years after that." So Zokti Rebbe Vadya, we're not even counting back to his birthday. So therefore, Zokti says Rebbe Vadya, what are you getting so bent out of shape? You're telling me that when I say the year 2022, I'm being Mesiach is back to Yoshko. I'm not. Because Yoshko wasn't born 2022 years ago. So that was Rebbe Vadya's argument. Says the Deborah Sina Rav, he says, I'm embarrassed to talk about it, but I have to. I have to set it straight. He writes, "It's also for me to be quiet. I can't let this go." The fact that we bedafka count 4 years from his birth and not from his year of birth, he says that's also a praise for Yashka. Why? Because apparently, I don't know how this works with the Gemara, but apparently when he was four, that's when he realized this new religion. Until he started to go downhill. The Gemara says he was much later. If Shum and Prachya, if there were two Yashkas, one Yashka, I'll get into discussion.
Whether it's fact or not, the common perception is that this is what the date is from the year they call it the year of our Lord.
Right. So that
whether it's that, true or not,
so that's the Debet Sinner's Taina. That's exactly the Debet Sinner Rav's Taina. So he says, I don't get it. He says, so what? We're acknowledging that when he was 4 years old, that's when he decided to go, off. Now it's even worse. It's not stamped from his birth. It's from when he was makkid this new religion. So it's even worse. So the Debet Sinner Rav knocks out all of Rebbe Avadya's arguments to be melamed zchus on using secular dates. Right, so this is, the years would probably be worse than the months, correct, according to this. We'll see, maybe everyone disagrees, but yeah, it sounds like that would be much worse. Because again, the months don't really mean anything, we'll see what they mean, but they don't really have any necessarily connection to Yosh, because as we mentioned, even the Hebrew months that we have are really Babylonian names that don't really necessarily connect to anything. Now if you take a look at the Tzitz Eliezer, I mentioned to you that Tzitz Eliezer was also one of the major Mekilim in this topic. If you want to make camps, it's the Tzitz Eliezer and Rebbe Avadya versus the Hungarian Rabbanim on the other side. It'll be a great topic for Kol War. Let's see if anyone uses it this summer for Kol War. Okay. So if you look over at number 15, the Tzitz Eliezer writes this. He says, Aval Acher Iyan Nir Yeshoyim B'Da'at. He comes up with a whole chap, which also gets him into trouble with the Debet Sinner Rav. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, I have a very simple solution for all the problems. He says like this. Da'at kan loy also b'za'a Maram Shik. When was the Maram Shik so adamant about using secular dates to the point that he held it to this deraisa? B'shum loy saskiru, because he's not allowed to mention the shame of Yezara. That's kiim hecha shemaskev mafurish shezehu lemisper ha'noitzri. That's only if you say clearly, 2022, secular Christian counting. Kigoin. Shem siyim seva satarich mesayim b'loshen lemisper, lesefer misper, lemisper ha'noitzri. That's if you write at the end, 2022, Christian counting. That's a problem. I'm only missing because of this. If you don't end off on anything, you just write 2022. You just stam as a referencing a number. Then there's no problems. So this is as it comes up with a very big akimta in the Maram Shik. He says that when was the Maram Shik adamant about using secular dates? That's when you write secular dates and acknowledge that they're Christian dates. But if you just leave it off as is, 2022, that's just the number that we use, agreed upon society, that's not a problem. And he says, so then you're not over this. I say you're just like you're violating the not nice thing about using Jewish calculations. But he says, Avada, the Isra of the Maram Shik, you don't have over here. Okay. It's a shtickle Torah. Now, if you accept this Tzitz Eliezer, it's a great hetter for all of us. I don't think any of us sign off our dates. 2022, Laminyan Hanoitzrim. We don't write the Christian calendar. We write 2022. Says the Debet Sinner Rav, this Tzitz Eliezer blew his mind. And not in a good way. Says the Be'er Moshe number 16. He says, V'to'oz gomor. He says, the Tzitz Eliezer is making a colossal mistake. He says, first of all, L'chol ha'ma'ayim diver ma'amshik, sh'shom nisha b'matzeva. He says, let's go back to the source of the ma'amshik. We saw last week the ma'amshik inside. The ma'amshik, Shaila, was not talking about writing a check or writing an email. He was talking about writing on a matzeva. Someone wrote on a matzeva a secular date, and the ma'amshik was adamant against it to the point, if you remember, he said, you have to get rid of the matzeva, you have to chuck it out of the cemetery, it can't be here. So what did the Tzitz Eliezer say? Tzitz Eliezer said, when was the Maram Shik so adamant? That's only when they wrote on the date, 18 whatever, the Mispar Hanoitzrim. Says the Debet Sinner, he says, I have a problem with this. He says, Shesham nisha b'matzev shikasu mispar shana isa umois umoid chare laze. He was very upset because he's driving b'zeh isa deraisa. V'akol yoidim hayinu yoidse eretz ungerin shamachadoshim sheiskiru oib mehamaram shik u'shemaskirim ata b'zmaneinu mispar hanoitzim ena maskirim lo'elam klal. He says anyone who knows Hungary knows that the way they wrote matzevas in the 1800s, they write matzevas today. And nowhere do they ever put the words Christian counting. So what the Tzitzel is talking about? The Tzitzel Eliezer was mechadesh that when did the Maharam Shik have a problem with secular dates? It's only when you write at the end of it, oh yeah, and that's a Christian calendar. He says, but that's not true. Because if you look at the matzevas in the times of the Maharam Shik, you look at the matzevas of today, no one ever wrote that. And still the Maharam Shik was adamant against it. So he says he doesn't know what the Tzitzel Eliezer is talking about. How do you have such a heter? So he writes over here, that's the Tzitzel Yezer. I don't know what you're talking about. The whole thing makes no sense. So he's not having, the Debrett Zinrov is not buying into this. So he's basically knocking every possible heter, every shtukol Torah that we've had, he's not having it. Okay? Now, the truth is, this Tzitzel Eliezer Shtikl Torah is a Shtikl Torah. It doesn't say it in the words of the Maram Shik. He's being masbada when the Maram Shik said it's also to mention secular dates. It's only when you acknowledge at the end of it that this is a Christian counting, or whatever, a Goyish counting. Mechatesa, the Maram Shik didn't say it in the Tshuva that we saw together.
Is there a difference between saying 2022 or just 22?
Yeah, we're going to get that. We're going to talk about that. That's a big issue over here. So let's see a little weiter. Tzitzel Eliezer, number 17, he writes, this is the major hat that a lot of people are saying on today. The Tzitzel Eliezer says you write both the Jewish date and the secular date. He says then you're not even, first of all, you're not over this, the Reis of the Maram Shik, and you're not even over this Gnai, that it's not nice, it's not Toyridic to use a secular date over a Jewish date. Why? Says, what's the lamas of writing both dates? You're showing like this. I would love to use the Hebrew date, but you know, my business associates don't speak Hebrew. They don't know what Tav Shem Pei Beis means. So I give them the secular. But I also give you the Jewish because that's who I really am. And that's why if you ever look at Jewish invitations, wedding invitations, they always have both. The Ksuva also has both, right? Why do we do this? Because we want to acknowledge that we really want to do the right way, but if we understand that, not everyone's going to understand what I'm talking about. So it says in Tzitzel Eliezer, that's the answer to all problems. Right, so the Tzitzel Eliezer never bought into that Mamsha. He thought, Avadi, not even this is the rice. He says, now the only issue is maybe it's not right, like the Ramban, maybe we're supposed to use the Jewish calendar. He says, yeah, I want to use the Jewish calendar, but I'm living in a society where people don't know what I'm talking about. Now again, I'm still not so sure, we talked about this a little bit last week, let's say you're dealing with all Jews, so generally speaking, you send a wedding invitation, so today you could send wedding invitations to non-religious family members or non-Jews, but if let's say you're sending an email in the shul, so do you really have to say both? You should really just send the Hebrew date. Okay, so the problem is people are not familiar with it. So they're not going to know if you're right that we're having a shir, you know, Leil Dalid, you know, Chav Gimel Sivan. I don't know when they're going to show up. So that might be our problem that we're not familiar with it. But maybe that's what people are saying. I think if I'm not mistaken, a lot of the yeshivas, they send both. They write the Hebrew date and like they write a letter. You know, PTA is tonight, you know, whatever English date, and then they should, I think they should. They should put in the Jewish date as well, I think.
I remember a case where the invitation had, they made a mistake. It was really the date. Because we started
that's the other problem that they have. So some Achrenim talk about that. That's where it gets tricky. People get confused. Because we start the night before. So everyone gets all confused with it. Yeah. That's why a lot of people like to write the secular date to make sure everyone's on the same page. Yeah, Ronnie.
Based on all this, since by Matseva, in most cases, not really necessary for the non-Jews to read it.
Yeah, so we're going to see later tonight, we're going to see that this whole discussion that we're being made is only for letters and documents. Matzeva is a much more makbar about. Matzeva is a much more makbar not to put English dates on the Matzeva. Even though you go to cemeteries, you'll see it. It's Einenu Re'inu. A lot of Matzevas have both. Again, that's the same shtickle to have both. But we'll see the Tzitzel Eliezer, keep this in mind, that even though the Tzitzel Eliezer and Rebbe Avadia, I told you, they're big Mekilim, they're both makbar when it comes to Matzevas. But we'll still see their Mekilim for Matzevas as well.
Right.
You don't have all these cheshbonos, and also they write the matzeva is forever. So whatever you put on the matzeva, and this is tamazir rule. Anyone's ever have to deal with matzevas, they're very people are very particular what you put on a matzeva. It's not the place for long drushes. It's not the place for, you know, guzmos about the guy. You don't remember the matzeva, he was the greatest person to ever walk the face of the earth. The matzeva has to be mamish 100% accuracy. This is like, this is not just, you know, for a show. This is real. So people are very machpin on what they put on a matzeva. So something like the English date, a lot of achrayim. We'll get to it. The last page, we'll talk about matzevas. Yeah,
I know what Rabbi mentioned,
I don't know. I had an opportunity a couple of weeks ago to go watch a get, and I couldn't go because I had yeshiva, but I don't know.
I think maybe I'm wrong. I don't remember.
I've never been zayich. I don't know if zechus is the right word. I've never been present at a divorce. I don't know. We learned how many years we learned about divorces. Yeah. It's Sunday morning shiur, and I still can't tell you how to write a get. Okay. That's the problem with our yeshiva system. That's the way our system works. Yeah, we know what happens if he throws the get and it goes under her jacket, it goes into her bag. That we could talk about, but how do you practically write it? I don't know. Not sure. So let's take a look at another tshuva from the Debrecen Rav.
There's no issue with having calendars, like yeshivas and all that.
Right, it's a good point. Right, so there they have both on them. Yeah. Right, they always have both, right?
They're actually helpful to know the Hebrew
date. Exactly, right. That's what I think. I think they. You know, it's harder for us to be familiar with the Hebrew date. Now take a look at this tshuva from the Debrecen Rav. This is gewaldic. Number 18, he writes, Nishalti b'din lichtev tarich lefi shnois anoitzim. Someone asked me, right? We know where the Debrecen Rav stands on this topic. Someone asked him about writing the secular dates, im yesh isser b'davar, is it osser, v'oid v'at kama tarich ledaktish, shalahaskir tarich anoitzim, how careful do you have to be not to even mention 2022? Ach v'rak tarich shalonu lahaskir lefi b'r soil. Everything is tov shen pei beis. Someone asks you what today is. Today is, you know, chav, whatever, we're holding chav beis even, tov shen pei beis. Heshafti, says the Debreziner, bevade u bevade tzorch mo'oid mo'oid l'daktil l'srachek l'shtamesh b'tayrach l'vishnoiz anoitzim v'isser gomerhu. It's awesome. Again, I don't know how a lot of Hungarians get around this. This is, you know, Debreziner Rav, one of the great Hungarian rabbanim. He says, isser gomerhu, it's awesome. U mitzvah min ha'toyril l'shtamesh b'tayrach sholonu l'fi b'riyas oilam. Now, I don't do a lot of work with Hungarians, but I guess if you, in their world of business, I don't know what they do. So someone told me they all use cash. Not a problem. cash business. You don't have checks. You don't know. Okay, maybe. I don't know. Today, truth is, today everything's Zelle anyways. I have to write a date. Again, this is very clear. Again, I'm not saying he's the only Poisik for Hungarian Jew, but he was one of the big Hungarian rabbanim. He doesn't go as far as the Maram Shik and calls him Nisr Derais. But he writes, also, no shaila. But look at number 19. Number 19 is a little long, but you got to read this. It's fascinating. He writes it this. V'da, tevadai b'machor check shekol odem kosef. Now, you got a problem on our hands. According to him, how do you write a check? Now, you got to write the check. You got to put the date. How do you write the check? Tzrichim liyaz mo'oid nizor lichtev l'moshel chodesh November. You have to write November. Yom gimel o yom dal b'kiyetzeboy. Avol lo lichtev tachas b'chodesh November chodesh o'yiralf. You can never write 11. Because again, what's 11? 11 means you're counting back to the Yashkas, whatever, to January. We as Jews follow the Ramban, that we use 1, 2, 3. So if you want to write the month properly, so it's a Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, so it's 3. So if you're writing a Yiddish check, so a Yiddish check should look like 3, dash, whatever, 23, 24, which is Sivan, and then you have to write Tavshin Pebes. Okay, let's see if the bank cashes it. That's what he tells us. Listen to what he writes about himself. Again, he didn't die so long ago. He died, I think, in 96 or 97, not so long ago.
That's how he's able to argue. Ah. How does he argue on the Tzitzel Yezer?
Yeah,
so many years later.
No, they're all the same time. The Tzitzel Yezer was listed 10 years later. They're contemporaries. They were contemporaries.
Tzitzel Yezer died in like
2010, 11? Yeah, so 10 years.
20 years apart.
Yeah, they were contemporaries. Oh. They addressed each other in the Tshuvas. Mm-hmm. So he writes it this. He writes, I think the Sicily was left earlier than that. I don't remember. In the 2000s for sure. So he writes this. V'chein lichtov December v'loy chodesh beis. The chodesh beis hu adav v'loy December. So first of all, he's adamant to get writing numbers, which is what most of us do. Right? We write 5, 6, right? That's awesome. Good. He says, u'kishekoysim hashona b'chek. B'vada yenizel lichtov l'moshol b'shnas 1980 u'shmoinim. Rak lichtov 980 or 80. Okay, so instead of writing 1980, so when you write the check, you write 980 or 80. Listen to this. Umeid ani al atzmi shetomet kasafti rak 80 or 980. He said, that's what I did. That's what I always did. When I wrote checks, I never wrote 1980, because I hold it's awesome. So I would write 980, or I would write 80, V'shum check loy chazer im haya mo'oiz b'habank. It's a moifus, it's not. It's got to have money in the bank. Says the Debit Sina Rav, he never wrote 1980 and he never had a problem cashing a check. Okay? Nice Rav. So he says you don't have to write the numbers. You think you do, you don't really have to. You don't really have to.
It's a different time.
No, the truth is today, what do we write? 22.
Right.
Does that help? I mean, what his point was is writing it out, 1980 is the problem. But if you write 980 or just 80, that's okay. So we'll see in a second. Avni Yeshva asks, he says, why is that any better? What does 80 mean?
80?
But it's the same. But it's the same hakara in your head. It's reminding you 80, 1980, back to square one. So what is the Debit Sina Rav? But again, it's not the ksiv. It's the haskara that the Ram Shek had a problem with. So let's see. So he writes right there. He says a story. He says, "I'll tell you a story." Kiblu b'seve parim yofos v'evtichu oisi luchtiv kain. I tell everyone to do this. I tell everyone to write on your checks, you know, not 1980 or 22. One time I experienced a very big amazement. Kibalti mi yeshiva achas baratzeinu akadesha, kabola al hamoyshe shalachti. He gave donation to an institution, and they wrote him back, you know, a thank you letter, a tax, whatever you needed. And he writes, vayikosef tarach hanoitzri. Now that's the wrong person to send that to. And the yeshiva sent like a thank you letter to the Debit Sina, thanking him for his contribution. And the yeshiva wrote the secular date. So he writes, they did everything wrong. They wrote 10. That's very bad. That's 10 means October. And they wrote the secular date. And the Debit Sina wrote back, show this to the Rosh Yeshiva of the yeshiva. And from now on, the yeshiva changed their attitude, and now this yeshiva only writes with the Jewish date. Okay? He says, "Mamish, within the week, I had an avrich in my house. The cost of a check, the cost of a chodesh, the January chodesh abishin, beloshet anochim." Again, he had an avrich who also wrote out a check, or a check was involved where he wrote January. V'amati lahayitochin lichtiv kedavar zeh. How can you write that? The January. He admitted it. This Avrich admitted it. He no longer writes. He now writes the names. He doesn't write the numbers. And this is, you know, my tumbling. The original Chassam Sefer stands, Ve'ein Shum Stiro B'dvar V'achreinim Ve'im Dvarim Pshutim Uvrurim. Then he writes, Acha Shebzeh Yeshnod Kol Divrei Moron HaKodesh Chassam Sefer Amarti V'Nesi La'im Kol Gam B'Sfarim Acherim G'dan Rebbeseinu Achreinim V'Gam B'Sifra Achreinim B'Zmaneinu Liris Da'itim V'Shitosam Hagam D'Lidon Ein Acha Divrei Chassam Sefer V'Loi Klom V'U Moron Shabar Nesham V'Gam V'Lo HaKol Zeh Kidei L'Chafesh V'Liris Mi'em O'im Divrei Mesayim L'Shitosai. Again, once the Chassam Sefer says something, it's etched in stone. Again, that's if you're a Hungarian rabbi for sure. But says that Sicilia, says the Debit Sina Rav, this is it, end of the story, this is the way the sugya finishes. So he's obviously very adamant that you can't use the secular dates. So the Avnei Yeshva from Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't understand the Debit Sina Rav's chap. What did the Debit Sina Rav chap by writing 80 instead of 1980? He says, number 20, V'yesha anoshe mamashtam shebishnas anoitzrim, rak mekatsum luchtiv 80, mawakam 1980, imamash referring to the Debit Sina Rav. How do we know that? He used his example. Come on, use this example. He can't even be, you know, if you want to tell me you came up with this new chap, so you want to make, use your own year. He used the Debit Sina Rav's year. So we know he's clearly attacking the Debit Sina Rav. He says, "V'le'yadati ma'ahani b'zeh." What do you gain? Kivin shetam hu mishom zichorin shal avay dezarho imkein af b'zeh yesh zichorin. It's the same problem. 80, 1980, whatever. It's the same thing. You're still acknowledging back to those years which somehow connect to Yashka. So he doesn't understand what is. Right. So once it's already an acknowledgement, so what do you gain? So the Avnei Yeshva has his own mahalach over here. He writes, he says it's very hard to imagine that you'd be over Nisa Deraisa, like the Ram Shik says, when you write a secular date. First of all, who says it's usher when I cause someone to be masker Avodah Zarah? I just wrote a date. I didn't tell you to go think about Yoshka, talk about Yoshka. which we saw earlier. Maybe even Yashka's name is mutter to say. You could definitely mention the date. Again, the year is used by everyone as the year. No one thinks of Avodah Zarah. If you tell someone today is June, whatever, 2022, the first thing is not like, oh, Yashka, 2,000 years ago. No one is thinking, no one. Right, well, now we think about it. It's just a way of acknowledging a date. He's right. As the years go on, religion gets, again, I'm talking about from the goyim, religion gets less and less focused on, to the point that there are many goyim who have no shaykhus religion. Depending where you go, certain parts of this country, they're very religious, and everything's religion. But other parts of this country, religion is a taboo topic. So again, today, most people don't think 2022 is Messiah's back to Yashka. They think it's a regular day. Well, what?
Back then there were 1,000 people in the village, and everything revolved around
it. Exactly. Right. It used to be back then, and maybe even someone, I mentioned this last week, someone said, and Hungary even more so. Hungary was a very religious country. So again, so when religion is very much on your mind, so maybe 20, whatever date means religion, today it just means a date that doesn't have much ramification. It's interesting. Okay, now we're on the next booklet. It's possible. Could be. Hard to know. And we're holding 200 years since he died already. Could be. Could be. So if you take a look in the last booklet, this is an interesting roundup, so to say, of the sugya. So if you take a look over here, this is a famous Beis Yosef. It's one of my favorite Beis Yosefs. This Beis Yosef, if I'm not mistaken, is in Simin Kuf Yud Ches or Simin Kuf Yud Tes, or maybe Kuf Yud Zayin, I don't remember already, where he quotes from the Abu Draham. The Abu Draham tells us, how do you know when you start saying Mesein Talam Matal of Racha? It says page 4. Page 4. Everyone, page 4. This is the famous Beis Yosef who quotes Abu Draham. He writes that the Gemara says, Mesechus Tainus, that when you start saying Mesein Talam Matal of Racha in Chutz Laretz, so the Gemara says, Shishi Yom Achat Kufa, 60 days after the equinox. In Eretz Yisrael, we start on Zayin, but in Chutz Laretz, we start 60 days. So the Abu Draham writes like this. How do you know when that is? So he says, Yoim Samach Yovai B'chav Beis Mi-November. It's going to be the 22nd day of November. February Mi-Chav Ches Yomim. If February is 28 days, Avmaya February Mi-Chav Tes Yoim, Teha She'ela B'chav Gimel November. It's going to be the 23rd day of November. So the problem with this, first of all, question number one is, what happened? What, secular dates? How could Abu Draham write secular dates? No, how could the Beis Yosef quote secular dates?
You're going on the equinox, you're going on their thing. How could you go...
So I always thought that's...
It's not 60 days from a Hebrew's mind.
No, but the question, if we're not allowed to write those dates, then we're not allowed to write those dates.
Yeah, but every year in Hebrew, it would change. In English, at least it stays, it's always...
So what? Again, but you're not allowed to use November, and you're not allowed to use those months. So why are we using them?
Because you can't say, let's say... whatever, let's say
good. So you won't be able to give it to me. So don't say it. So you wait for the guy to make a club. I don't know. So I never thought it was a riot, but I attack us all. People bring this as a riot. But the problem again, this is things we've had shurim about in the past, but this is not true. Right? We know it's never ever. We never in Chutz Laretz say it in November. So what's the answer? This is written before they changed around with the calendar. We know the Gregorian calendar was changed. The Gregorian calendar changed from the original calendar in the mid-1500s. The Abu Draham lived before the 1500s. So the way he had it was Taka in this way. We have it later because they played around with the calendar. But this is a Beis Yosef, according to the Abu Draham. We're talking about 1400s, 1300s, where they use the again, he doesn't use the secular year, he uses the secular months. Okay. If you take a look at number 23, the Darke Chaim B'Sholem, this is from the Munkat Sherebo. He was very adamant about using, again, Munkach was also where?
Hungary.
Right to Hungary. Oh, yeah. Munkach also had a terrible problem of Haskalah at the times of the Minchas Alaz. That's the famous video you can watch where they're singing Hatikva. Right? When the Munkach Rebbe married off, Munkach Rebbe had one daughter. So he made that chasana, there was a film crew there. And they filmed the chasana. The film crew stuck around. And they filmed life in Munkach. And you see it. A lot of Zionism. The kids are singing Hatikva and the kids are dancing around about Israel. So that part, the Munkach Rebbe probably would want you not to watch from the video. Right, he was very anti-Zionism. But in any case, Munkach was a terrible, terrible, very, very, very Haskalic city. I met a guy, I told you, I went to pay a shivul call by someone, and they told me, yeah, my father came from Munkach, but he wasn't religious. Are you surprised? So why am I surprised? I knew Munkach wasn't just Munkach Chassidim, but it was the Menachas Alazar. Munkach had tons of secular Jews and non-religious Jews. Doesn't exactly shock me. That was known that Munkach was a very mixed town. So the Munkach Rebbe was very adamant. He says, no using secular dates, no secular calendar, nothing. Can't use any of it. Okay? Now we come to the Divrei Yoel. Satmar. Where was Satmar? By the Hungary. Not Hungarian Rav. Talk to Divrei Yoel. Satmar Stams from Hungarian. He writes, Ladina Hine Gimachalokim. Says the Satmar Rebbe, there's three levels. Shalispar be misper ha'umas oilam, to use the Goyish count. Zeh asa l'kuyama. That's asa. Ukvayet star razem oid hagdoilim bederish lofanenu. And the previous generations were very bothered by this. This already became a widespread problem. Everyone should be machbid. So if you meet a satmar chassid, ask him how he writes his checks. Because the Rebbe held he can't. He can't use secular dates. I don't know what they do. Okay. So if you take a look over in the Oz Nidberu was Rabbi Yamin Zilber. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. So he writes this. He says, "Oides and muta lichtav atarich shalagoyim bekesher." Someone asked him, "Are you allowed to use a secular calendar?" The Masha Pasuk of Ramshik. Okay, the Ramshik carries a lot of weight. One of the great gedolei achrayim. Sha'ovar belav b'shem la'etzim adin hadiyim poter oisim l'hoishiv. He says, "The Oz Nidberu says, how can I answer such a shayla?" The Ramshik already answered it. What are you asking me? You're asking me if you're allowed to write a secular date. The Ramshik wrote a truva. He said it's also. He says, forget the Ramshik. We have my friend, the Debit Siner. The Debit Siner Rav said it's Asr. He says, so again, he makes a little pshara. He says, if you have no choice, you have no choice. What are you going to do? You can't write the letter to a business associate using the Hebrew date. But when you have the choice, you should be machmir. He says, even if you don't want to go as extreme as the Ramshik, that you're over alav, he still thinks it's a mitzvah, like we saw from the Debit Siner Rav, or such a nusach. It's a mitzvah to use the Hebrew date to acknowledge, you know, from Bria Soil.
A mitzvah?
Yeah. Then he writes it then, Ladina Bavadi Yeshlach Melichta Batarech Yehudi. He says, you should try to write the Jewish calendar, either because of the Ramshik or because of the Ramban. And then he says, this is all what the Chassam Sefer already told us, nothing new. Old news.
I understand the issue. You're not supposed to write English date. How did you become one of the 613?
He didn't say it's a 613 mitzvah. He said it's a mitzvah mate. It's a good thing. It's a good anaga. I don't think he means the kima mitzvah derais. Maybe it doesn't mean that. He means it's a nice thing to do to acknowledge Brias Oilam, like we saw in the Ramban in the beginning. Then you have the Avnei Yeshua number 26. He writes it this Omdam. Nearly tam ache loma inochon lema inochon l'shtamish b'zebekvias. He comes with another reason. You know why it's not right to use the secular calendar? He says, we have to have some Jewish specialty that we hold on to. And we always know what made us special was we cling to things that made us different. So this is one of those things that we should hold on to. You know, we don't really talk. Today we all speak the same language. We don't even have that going for us, right? So what do we have? We have our calendar. That's our specialty that makes us different. He says, I have a kol shu osa rak bakroi. If you do it once in a while because you got to write a letter to someone at work and he doesn't understand the date, so that's not a shtira to who you are, be'etzem, then he thinks it would be mutter without a problem. Take a look over at number 27 from the Sefer Shari Alocho Minik. This is from the Bavitcher Rebbe. So he says he was asked about using the secular dates. What do the Lubavitchers do? So he says, I don't know what they do in Yerushalayim. He says, we're mekel if there's a reason. Right? If you have a reason to why you need to use a secular date, we're mekel to use a secular date. That was the opinion of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Now, if you look over here in Rebbe Vad Yosef, when he finishes up his discussion, he writes like this. He says, Avad is mekel to be mekel, but he says, this is where him and the Tzitz Eliezer have a disagreement. He writes at the end of number 28, he says, "Ach yesh lahoyish lo yikras achodesh January achodesh rishon or February hasheni." What the Debit Siner was very adamant about was writing the months by numbers, which a lot of us do on by the bank. A lot of writers write 6-whatever. Rav Avadya says that's wrong, because when you write 6, that's a direct stira to the Jewish months. Jewish months is not 6; it's 3. So Rav Avadya writes, it's better to write January, February, March than it is to write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's the opinion of Rabbi Vajra. He writes, El Yesh Livcho HaRabim Yutoy. Right, today we'd call that the lesser of two evils. Right? Very poetic way of writing it. He says it's better to use the names. It's better to use the names than it is to use the numbers. Because using the numbers, that's outwardly saying, I'm not acknowledging the month's count from Yitzias Mitzrayim. However, the Tzitz Eliezer disagrees on this point. He says, no, fakert. He says that it's better to use the numbers than to use the names, because he thinks the names are Shemus Avodah Zarah. So if the names are Shemus Avodah Zarah, why would you want to use the Shemus Avodah Zarah? It's better to use the number. Okay, we'll have to get to later if that's really true, if the names... Right, we'll have to see what the names really mean. But he grabbed a right, after all said and done, he writes number 29. Again, he's the big maker we mentioned. He says, V'im ki bivadeh be'en kol tzarech v'rak l'shem chikoi, ein lichta v'atach l'minyonam. He says, if you have no reason, if everything is equal, don't use a secular date. V'esh l'hadeh l'hanig lichtoi v'fi atarech ivri. Try to use the Jewish date, to handle a b'riyas oilam. Or the minyan ha-chadosh m'shalanu. He calls a certain sefer that says, no, the whole thing is not negated today. We want to make the guy like us. And, some people say, no, can't use the Hebrew dates. It's going to create a ramasi between us and the goyim. He writes, but if you have a business reason, that's never what the Chassam Sefer meant. The Chassam Sefer never meant when you go to the bank and you fill out June 22nd, that's not what the Chassam Sefer was talking about. He was talking about people that are using secular days because they want to become secularized. They want to become, away from Yiddishkeit. But he writes, other than that, it's not a problem. But he writes that the best thing to do is write both. If you write both, then you're best off. Now, he also happens to disagree, and he holds, not like Rebbe Vajra, he holds it's better to write the secular month than it is to write, it's better to write the number than the secular month. So halach l'maisa, from these G'doylim in Eretz Yisrael, they definitely were of the opinion that there's more, again, when you're writing a friendly letter to another Jew, another from Yid, maybe you shouldn't write the secular date. But if you're writing it to a business partner or something related to business or a non-Jewish, non-religious person, there's definitely more to make about the secular dates.
What do they do in Eretz Yisrael on checks,
Oh, so we'll get to that right now.
That I know
my parents, the milk they get has the pressure. That's right. My mechanic, when he writes down the oil changes, he always writes it by Hebrew date. He writes Chanukah, Shavuos, Pesach, Purim, Purim Kodesh. Doesn't write the secular date.
The milk in my parents' house, I thought, expires Parshas Dvarim.
Right? That's it.
On their milk containers, my parents in Bar Park. The expiration date is Parshas Bo.
They're not going to write it. They won't write the secular date. Now, what about the Gedolim in America? We haven't talked about them yet. So he writes over here in the Sefer Beis Arav Yisrael. He writes, "V'enekam be'eretz hakadosha shebekal efshel hazbezeh." It's easier to do this in Eretz Yisrael. B'vadim enochli zarbezeh. B'chein kasseli mar nagarim chaim Kanevsky. That's what Reb Chaim Kanevsky wrote to me. Shabavadi Yeshu Zarbezek Kudaimer Shikrat Tzorak Chassam Sefer. Reb Chaim Kanevsky acknowledged that Chassam Sefer was makbid about it. V'chein hoyri gedoyli umar yisrael shemakim she'ef shabavadi she'en l'shtamish minyan hashan im kumas oilam. V'yeshu Zarbezek. So if you could, you should. V'chein hoyri ha'goyin abdav ha'feinstein shlita, now we know sadly is atzal. Shabaretz Yisrael shabaharbim mekoyim yisyadu minyan hashan l'bris oilam. In Eretz Yisrael, where it's more popular, or they're more familiar, I should say, with the Jewish years. I have no idea if this is true or not. I guess next time you're in Eretz Yisrael, you can test this out to see if they're more familiar with the Jewish years. Instead of writing 2022, you'll write Tav Shin Pei Beis. See if the bank knows what you're talking about. What about in America? Obviously, go to any bank in America, they don't know what Tav Shin Pei Beis means. Omnom b'chutz l'aretz she'ein efsharis lizor b'zeh b'vada yesh l'hakol b'zeh. It can be mekel. Ramosha was not machmer. Ramosha wrote a check, like everyone else writes checks. That's what everyone does. Ochain, Hagoyin Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, Hayinim the Melichta of Gamis Bisper Halafim. He would not write the year in 1000. Hamasyachis Lamisas Oiso Ish, Rak Minyan HaPrati B'Meyazu. He would just write like the 100, like we saw from the Debrei Tzina Rav. He wouldn't write out the 90, the 1000 part, just 100. Fisher Shlito, the Kivan Shagayim Nog, Shef Shalishtamish Af Bitsio and Tarech Kazeh, B'tzion rak minyan ha'prati b'meir ro lachmer b'zeh. Not like what we saw from the Avnei Yeshua who said, what's the difference between counting 1,000 or 100? I suppose that was Rabbi Yaakov's practice also. But Rav Moshe was meikel. So I guess we could be samech like Rav Moshe's psak. Now it's interesting. That's all with regular letters. If you look at Yalkut Yosef, number 31, he writes, Yesh lichtev b'hazmanus es ha-tarich shal chasana, wedding invitations. What do you write for wedding invitations? So he writes, b'tarich ivri, you should write it on Hebrew. K'goyin or la'alef l'chodesh. V'aroytem lichtev b'hazmanus gam tarich lo'azid. If you want to write secular dates, lo yichtevu mispar ha-chodesh. Don't write numbers. I don't think anyone does that anyways. It just looks, you know, cheesy to write the wedding is going to be 2-7-22. But he writes, "Tahenu achodesh rishon hashni el yichtavu January February kadeima shezeh odiv yosef." This is Yalkut Yosef l'shitasa of his father, because his father was of the opinion that writing numbers is the worst. So according to Bavadya, the hierarchy is first you can try to use Hebrew. If you can't use Hebrew, then you can use January February. But numbers are the lowest level. That's the most problematic thing to use. Right. All right, that's how you know which way you're going. So number 32 is what I mentioned earlier, where Rabbi Vajja disagrees with the Sitzel Yezer, disagrees with Rabbi Vajja, and he writes that I think it's better to use the number than it is to use the months. I'm trying to see if we can get through this whole page before. Now, very quickly, once we're still on the topic, take a look very quickly at number 38. Number 38 is only a shayla that can happen in Eretz Yisrael. This was a shayla they asked Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. Number 38. Shayla zu motzem oid beinenu. Let's say you have a program that if you're free under a certain age, right? Everyone knows who has kids, grandkids. You always want to know how old they are because there's certain things that they're free under a certain age. So let's say you have a place where it's free under 5. The kid had his English birthday already, but he didn't have his Hebrew birthday yet. So according to the government, according to the city, according to the state, is he 3 or 5, whatever the number age is? How do you calculate? Do you use the Hebrew date or do you use the English date? This is a shayla. Such a great Israeli type of shayla. So he writes over from Chaim Kanievsky. He quoted that jokingly medrash. We don't acknowledge the Goyish calendar. We're not goyrisit. We don't count it for anything. The mother's right. The baby's not 2 years old yet. I in the secular is, we don't care about secular birthdays. Let's get on with secular dates. What does January 2nd have to do with anything? The kid wasn't born on January 2nd. The kid was born on whatever, I don't know, whatever the Hebrew date was. So Paschal B'chaim Kineshka, Allah Chalamaisa. That's how it works. Now, I didn't photocopy, but there are those Achren who disagree. And they say, well, it depends where you are. If you're in America, America doesn't care if he was born on the, you know, Chav Beis Cheshvin. They care the secular date. But maybe in Eretz Yisrael you can get away with this. But this is Chaim Paskin, Halacha L'maisa. If it's having a gig, you should remember, Chaim Kanevsky holds, it doesn't matter what the English date is. Whatever the Hebrew date is. So even though this kid is technically already past 2 years old, you can tell the person behind the counter he's under 2 years old. Okay, Halacha L'maisa. Now, the shayla that we still have to get to is interesting over here. Let's quickly take a look over here in Rav Moshe Shtenbuch. He writes, he was asked the shayla. Okay, Rav Moshe Shtenbuch is a contemporary. He was asked, "Im mutar lichtov al shtar es ha-tarich al-wazi?" Are you allowed to write the secular date? He writes, "Ach ein ani roye bezeh nidnu shel iser." I see no problem. Mamish, no problem, says Rav Moshe Shtenbuch. We've been spending 2 weeks on this topic. He has no problem. Lichtov tarich al-wazi. If you remember, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that's how they used to write. Every legal document was Leminyana Hashanah, Mavad Melech. He says, we Jews who work with a moon calendar, we have to count Nisan as one. But the secular world uses the sun. For the sun, Cheshbon, Nisan is not the first month. So there's no problem of us counting the numbers. Our number calculation corresponds to the sun. The din of Achodesh Ezelechem was for Jews like us who count from the moon. The secular world who uses the sun, you can call it whatever number you want. So says Rav Moshe, he sees no problem whatsoever of using the numbers. Okay, that's a Gishmak HaHeter. Right, it's even better, right? Then he writes over here.
How about
So he's not talking about the year now. Right now he's only talking about the months. Aber khashbanam shmanu lifnei acham ozo shekh lemesh bze. Va kham sofer elo shmekayim mitzvos ba ezem shmanu lifnei ke god. Va kein mutter le tsay be mechtav lichto ev checks ve stories le tashlum miskaros askhiros khadosh kefi khadoshem. The months are not a problem. Ve kein sipeli moren agrish of ev agrach shilim le yehudi skhiros kefi khadoshem kemo shen tsav ve le khashash kol. Suppose Reb Chaim would work with the regular secular months. Right? He would work with the regular months, he would use the regular calendar. But it's beautiful, it's nice, when Jews are dealing with each other, that we should use the Hebrew calendar. If all Jews are working together, we should really send Jewish dates to it. So again, halach lemaisa, there is makom to be mekel. Again, unless you're Hungarian, then you got to speak to your local Hungarian Rav. But for Unzer and Nisht Hungarians, it's much more to Mekel. But Belinada, next week, we'll just finish up quickly about the Matzeva, and we're starting a new topic next week. What you need to know to be a Shliach Tzibur, a very touchy topic, but a very important topic. Belinada will start the next week. We'll just finish up very quickly these few Ma'ar Mekaymis, and then we'll move on next week to a new topic about being a Shliach Tzibur.